Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Inner Power Podcast.
Season 3,
yo. I'll be free then, aren't I? So today, this is an interesting one. We're going to talk about twin flame connection.
Relationships.
And just stuff in general. So if you've not heard of that before, stay tuned. If you have, stay tuned. We'll share our own thoughts and experiences on it. So what is it, Anne? What's a twin flame?
Twin flame connection is, I mean, probably you've heard about...
Soulmate. Yeah.
Which is actually something slightly different because you can't be soulmate with a friend, for example, right?
Yeah, I didn't know this, right? Because you're my soulmate. And then I looked into it and read about it more. I was like, okay, that makes sense because you can be a... not just a friend, like a relative. It doesn't have to be like a...
necessarily the romantic relationship.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship.
So, and you can have quite a few of them.
Yeah, many.
But in terms of a twin flame, it's... imagine that, I'm talking about spirituality, you have one soul that is being split in half, right? And twin flame love is just like two people who share the same soul. That kind of connection. And in that relationship, when... both partners are awakened, they are the best teachers and they are, you know, really compatible. They are amazing and they are powerful together. However, if they are not awakened, they can trigger one another. And quite often, sometimes, you know, you might hear about those relationships when people really love each other, but they can't be together because they fight all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not like they are not perfect fit. It's just because they are triggering something in one another that they have not healed.
Yeah.
So if you are aware and you are awakened, this relationship is perfect for you because you don't take things personally. In fact, this twin flame partner helps you to heal yourself on a much deeper level. So you're using this as an opportunity to heal on a much deeper level.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have that kind of approach, you move together, you know, stronger, you know, forward. So there is no, you don't use energy against one another. Mm-hmm. You're using energy to bond together and just to conquer the world. You know, that's in a nutshell. That's how I understand it. I really like thinking, you know, the way I think. It doesn't make sense.
So it's quite a big journey from what I've looked into. It's quite a big journey. And
it is.
Sometimes one can be running, the other one's chasing, and then sometimes it can flip around. It can,
or people can get married and then they get divorced, and 20 years down the line they remarry because they are finding each other, you know, and they are more healed, that stage. So, and then it works.
So I guess when we enter a new relationship, we are carrying something, even if it was our first one. We're carrying our experiences or expectations, maybe. And what we perceive, would you say?
Yes, 100%.
So my perceptions, say my first relationship, were based upon what I seen in and around me.
You probably had ideal prefer, which was not necessarily exactly what you needed.
No, definitely. No, it wasn't. No. So, what I thought in my head was, you know, that's just got to be it.
Yeah.
Whereas now, older, wiser, is... you know, the ones that the relationships I've had, they've all benefited me in a sense of being where I am now.
But the thing is, it's so much easier nowadays to go through different relationships and look at it that way as a, you know, a training ground, if you like, you know, preparation towards the right relationship. Because if you look back, let's say 30, 40 years ago, it was like you were finding one partner, you got married, and that's it.
Right. Yeah,
I
think my beliefs were quite old-fashioned like
that.
I don't know, that was because, you know, parents separated as well. Probably had a part to play in that ideal for me. It's only on hindsight I can look back and think, oh my God, it's like everything's just fallen. Everything makes sense now. Even the hard ones, because we all have hard relationships sometimes. And but, you know, there's good parts to those people anyway, isn't there?
100%. You wouldn't
have got with, well, some are a bit sneaky. I'm talking about things I hear about, so not necessarily myself, but you know, you hear about some, you think, oh my God, how did they get involved in that? But that's a different thing. I still believe we got a part where we think, you know what, this is not working out for me, and I need to step away from this. I think my fault was I probably should have stepped out sooner of certain relationships, but.
Well, everything is a learning curve. Yeah, do you know, remember last year or 2 years ago, we had this conversation and we were talking about values.
Well, when everyone said, you two together, we were.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the subject that we were talking about was different. So we were talking about relationships and not about us particularly. It was just about relationship in general.
Yeah.
And what do you accept in the relationship? And it's like, I know I've mentioned just a second ago that years ago, you know, people were getting married and that was it. And many people say, well, then people were working on their relationship to make it work, right? Mm-hmm. And I completely get that. Where nowadays it's like, it's easier to leave a partner and move on. But I'm not saying that, or I'm not promoting to jumping from one tree to another, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is just it's more accepted the fact that if it's not really not working, right, for two people, you go separate ways and that's it. And now,
I could be working for one but not the other.
Yeah,
we so could, that's also
yeah,
I think
it has to be two. You know, yeah, that they are just on the journey for the same reason, right?
Yeah.
And I find that, you know, when people are, let's say, maybe not compatible as much as they think they are. Things that we have to take into account when we are, let's say, at that stage of, you know, thinking whether we should stay or should go, is making that list you mentioned, right? What the thing? What are the things that you can accept? What are the things you?
So this is from the Chimp Paradox.
Yeah, so that's from the Chimp Paradox.
Yeah, it's
yes.
A great read. So all about mind management. I think I've gone for the book definitely twice.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the second time I listened to that was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And how I heard it was differently. So the first time I was thinking of the past, and the second time it was about actually talking about before you go into relationship. Mm-hmm. I think the list thing works quite well. So what it means is, whether you're going into a relationship with someone, or if you're not sure, because sometimes you might have people, I think of my past, but stuff, I'm like, oh, is this the right thing? And then obviously it wasn't. Anyway, you write a list. You're going to write three lists. And down the first list is all the things you love about this person. And I think this is, you know, if you've had, I think maybe people that have trauma might relate to this. You know, why did he keep getting pulled back into this person?
Mm-hmm.
And so you write down all the great things that you love. Because this is always these are the things that do pull us back. This is what kept us in relationships of the past.
Yes.
Right? It was this list. And this list is probably gonna be your longest list, really. If you keep
You're getting into a relationship with that person, it's quite obvious, right?
Yeah, so if you're in a relationship, it is what is keeping you is the long list. The next list is things that might annoy you because no one's perfect, but
you can live with it.
So you fold over the first list, so you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So you hide that away, and the second list is anything that's this is a bit annoying, but do you know what? I'm going to decide that this is part of who they are, and I can live with this.
Mm-hmm.
So you make that choice that, all right, this I can get on, because if you're trying to change someone, bad news is going to happen, I think. And if someone's trying to change you, bad news is going to happen, because either you're going to give in to it,
mm-hmm.
and then you're probably not going to be happy. They may resist against it anyway. So what's the point? You know, we got to be free spirited. So that's the second list. The third list is anything about this person that you just like it's just not right, and you can't live with it.
Mm.
Basically, so you have to remember on the first list, whatever it is, you're making a choice that you are going to live with this, and you're not good. That means that you accept it, and you accept this about that person. That this is a flaw that you are going to live with and you're going to put up with, and that means not bringing it up, basically.
But very often I find it's a value.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
You're holding.
Yeah, it's a value. But the third list, if on the third list, if you've got one item in there, I feel you could bring it up, but my experience showed me that whenever I brought these things up that I couldn't live with, it just caused conflict anyway, so what was the point? And the same the other way around. So what was the point? It basically means that third list, if there's something, imagine having your favorite meal, the nicest meal in the whole wide world, and it's just one drop of poison on that meal.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, so if you've got something on that third list, I can't live with this.
Mm.
Yeah, you can try and talk about it, give it a go, I suppose. But if it's still there, if it's still going to glitch with you. And in the end, that was how I had to step out of some of the relationships that I've been in, basically. It was like, no, this I can't live with this. I can't do it to myself, and I can't do it to this person, because it became an issue of conflict, whatever reason. And you know, so I can't control that. I can only control how I feel. Some, you know, it can be painful to walk away and say enough is enough. Sometimes it's a relief, but it's still going to be painful to someone's. But you've got to make that choice. So.
And you have to choose you, because let's be honest, you only can share happiness when you're happy yourself, right? So you have to choose yourself as a number one. And people might say, you know, that's really selfish. But the thing is, you see, we are always looking at everything in life from point of self. And it's natural to us. And the more happy we are, the more happiness we offer to others, which in my, I do understand, is just the way it always meant to be. It's just when people are taking the wrong twist on that, right?
Yeah,
and they are trying to take away from someone else. But then it's just coming, that comes from a place of insecurity and not feeling good enough when you have to take from someone else, right? But
yeah, definitely.
When you're really self-aware and love yourself, you don't compare yourself to anybody else. You know, don't take from anybody else. You appreciate all of your quirkiness, your gifts. And when you feel good about yourself, you just give the best version of yourself in all shapes and formats, right? So you actually not only looking after yourself, but you're also looking after everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, because they're getting the best version of you.
Yeah.
You know, so when we talk about relationships and the list and stuff like that, obviously this is not something I've ever, you know, taken into account, because I never looked at relationship through this process of analysis. I was I'm empathic, you know, just I'm emotional and I listen to my emotions, but obviously sometimes you have to just analyze things. And I've learned this one thing that obviously, I had few relationships in the past, and first of all, I can't understand thinking that, you know, when you are with someone and then you just split from that partner and then you hate them. I can't. Maybe it's because I understand there will be people who had really dramatic experience and the love turned into a hate. I get that. I likely, touch wood, I never had that kind of experience. Therefore, you know, I think the way I think. But I do believe that if you loved someone at some point, there is no need for you to have negative emotions towards that person, right? Because in the end of the day, you know, that's gonna bite you in your butt. You know, you're gonna pay for it. You know, not that person. You're gonna have to live with this, you know, emotion that you're taking care of. So the question is, you know, do you want to feel with that sorrow and pain in your soul, or do you want to take this experience as a lesson, as a lesson? And if you do, what have you learned from that lesson? And if you in your mind, if you can't say to yourself, I am appreciating you for what you told me, what you showed me, because I didn't know that before. I didn't know what I know now, and that's why I'm grateful. I moved away because it didn't work out for me.
No,
we don't.
No,
you know,
but I think you can, like, cut. Some people you're just going to have to cut off. Yeah. And that's basically what I don't hate any one of
It's not helpful for anybody,
not.
You know.
You know, it's bad experiences of just, oh, this isn't great. I don't hate anyone. There's a few I just don't want to talk to. And one or two I'd happily have a conversation with, because they're a big part of my life, really. But everyone has contributed into, you know, where I am to now. So, and the same for you. So, you know, it's like
we can sit here and both
be grateful for one another's experiences, really.
100%.
So,
but I also learned, you know, just over the years and over the relationships, if you like, that when you're stepping into a relationship, you have to leave the baggage behind.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot look at the new person through the lenses of experience with the last person, right?
No, definitely not.
It can help in some cases, especially when it comes to red flags.
I think it helps with your spidey sense.
Yeah.
I think when you go in, hang on, this feels like before, but doesn't mean it's always right.
Mm.
And if you're going to project stuff onto someone else, you better be damn sure about what you know, how what you're doing, I feel. So, no, it doesn't serve. And at the end of the day, look, we're all going to make mistakes and things in a
100%
relationships, and that's also part of it. Mm. You know, and when you make a mistake, simply got to shake it off. It's not nice. Got to shake it off and not carry, whether it be guilt or anything else. It's just everything is a learning experience. So we started with twin flame, and so we kind of gone into a bit about finding our way with relationships. But when did you, because we're talking about it, you know, helps, I think, looking for if you're looking for a twin flame or you haven't heard about it before, but you know, it's part of that spiritual journey for sure. Like, is it something, how did you find out about this twin flame thing, or is it how did it kind of come around for you, I guess?
For a start, you know very well that I've been studying spirituality, you know, for many years, you know, so it just naturally, you learn about those things because it's internal part of the spirituality. You will come across that, you know,
it's like
point.
A knock-on effect, isn't it?
Yeah, so you do.
Everything, I guess.
For me, personally, I think the understanding of that there is such or type of relationship, you know, available to all of us, it was a kind of hope. But on the other hand, I've learned something, like that you cannot depend your own happiness and fulfillment on the other person, and that actually led me towards just feeling great with myself. And I did something unusual last year. I actually married myself, for a better and worse, for a poor and for riches,
both
right?
Did that.
Because I thought, you know, I have to be okay with me regardless, you know, I am in a relationship or not.
Yeah.
And so even if I ever stepped into relationship, you know, I would not put that weight and responsibility on the other person to make me happy. That is my job and that is your job. Everybody is responsible for their own happiness.
Yeah.
Therefore, I've decided to marry myself and take responsibility how I feel, because I wanted to be happy with me, right?
Yeah.
And I think that was the biggest aha moment for me, because that was the moment where I realized I don't need to, if I'm ever going to be in a relationship again, I don't need to bring my previous experiences and put that weight and that baggage on that person, because I already learned who I am, right? And I know all of those lessons and that baggage, if you like, you know, taught me something. And if I've learned a lesson, there is no need for me to drag it behind me, you know, or with me. So that was still like enlightening in that sense year for me last year, you know, and that led to where it led. Which I am super happy about, you know, because it's never been easier. This is the funny thing. Never been easier.
Never been easier. Yeah. No, it hasn't, to be fair. Like, that's, I think I said to you that when our relationship in that sense began, because, you know, we've been friends for so long.
Yes.
And people would comment, no, we're just friends. Oh, but you this and you that. No, I couldn't understand it. So,
well, this is something very interesting. I'm just going to cut you here for a second. Mm. Just to clarify something from my perspective, right?
Mm.
Since I was a kid, I was always finding easier to get on with guys. I could not deal with drama, with gossip. Boys were easier for me to hang out with and just have, you know, fun without, you know, romantic element added to it.
Mm.
Okay. And I carried that, you know, style, if you like, you know, through all my life, most of my life. Only in my late 20s, 30s. Then I started, you know, just becoming friends with girls who had very similar, you know, not the same mindset. So I can be friends with guys without hidden agenda.
I can be friends with guys without hidden
agenda. I know
agenda
it's
too.
Not true for everybody.
No.
But that will create opportunity for people to comment when they have a chance, when they can't do it for themselves, right? You know, so.
But I think that was unique about both of us, really. So, last more later years, a lot probably had more as many female friends as I did male friends, and you know, it didn't always go down too well with some people. It's like, but you know, that just why does it have to turn into something else, basically?
It doesn't have.
But
to,
our story's a bit quite unique in a sense where we've.
Well, to be fair, you know, before, because we are now together, they could say, well, actually, I told you.
Yeah, I told you. Told you that was going on.
Exactly.
Sorry, you were wrong.
So,
but, so I think for me, what it means, because I came across Twin Flame years ago, and I thought I'd found one, to be honest, but I've also learned that there's a quite powerful, I think, both, especially with us, like we can connect to so many different people in different ways, and it doesn't, sometimes it can be as a relationship, and other times it's not as a, you know, it's a friendship, or it's just I connect as people I teach there, and there's some sort of connection here in that's teacher student, and it's professional, but it kind of pick up some sort of sense of people. But again, I think that's down to a lot of the empathy, and I think the spiritual journey on that sense is learning to understand what that is all about, and I understand it much, much more now. And some days I were teaching, it's gone back years ago actually, if there was just a bit of a negative, someone come in with a negative energy of their day, I've realized I might have quite often been absorbing that. So it you know, has the pros and it has the cons, that you'd be absorbing some weird stuff you didn't know about, basically. But I'm going off on one now. That's maybe
yes,
a
that's
podcast.
Why I'm giving you a look.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
like,
where
are you going with this? Yes. what has got to do with the twins?
Yeah,
right?
So, but the point is that you, as you open up more, you start to understand these different connections that you have with people, and some are just, you know, they're there. Others, you know, there's just something about maybe it be a past life thing, whatever. Obviously, we found out by talking to Karen Teague that we'd had many past lives together.
Yes, and it wasn't only Karen.
It wasn't only
it was
Karen,
also
no.
Claire.
Claire, yeah, of course. So, yeah. So two people we actually interviewed. So that was interesting. And I guess then we thought, well, maybe these people are right. Maybe everyone sees something we didn't see.
I do believe, you know, just that even though, you know, doesn't matter, you know, how spiritual you are, what's the level, you know, of how open you are to it, you know. I think at first I was like, maybe, maybe not, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I was
I did
saying,
take
yeah.
it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
However.
But I think you should do that with everything anyway.
Yes.
And then use that pinch of salt to be curious. To
yeah, that's what
see
happened.
If you can find
yeah.
out you
yeah.
know, a bit more from there. And, go on.
And then especially when you hear that from two different people who never had a conversation amongst each other, right?
Yeah.
Then you start believing even more.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, me
but
personally...
But I think we had to... we were connected as friends then.
Yeah.
And as a professional working thing, it just evolved how it evolved. Obviously, once we were free. And actually, it's because you saying about how you married yourself. I think I remember you saying about it. So I had changed my... It was private to me, but my relationship status was married since the day I was born to myself, and just left it there. So of course, when we got married, we're married. I changed it, and I forgot to change the year. So what? You can't be married since that date. It's the day before you were born. Well, I was. So there you go.
That actually created a quite interesting conversation.
Yeah. I'm not changing it, if anyone's curious about that.
Well,
either.
Because if you look at it from the perspective of the spirituality, if we were, you know, together in the previous lifetimes, then technically you were married to me before I was born.
I think that was part. So going into that twin flame journey, because there's a lot when I looked at it, there's a separation period.
Yes.
And I used to hate it when I was reading it. Well, that's horrible. What horrible thing to have to go through is you find this not infatuation, but it's a bit like that, this overwhelming love for someone. Then it's like a bit like this honeymoon period, and then suddenly you go for this period of, no, you're not together anymore. Oh, that's not very nice. Didn't like just seemed quite, I know I was reading stories about it, just seemed quite traumatic, really.
Well, so this is what I said at the beginning, right?
Well, and I understand it now, that it doesn't necessarily, I don't think that separation period necessarily has to be in this lifetime. It can be, well, obviously it would, to a degree it will be, because you're not going to get with your twin flame the day you're born,
well,
are you?
So this is what I'm saying. If it's probably the case,
it's understanding it. Yeah.
It's probably the case for the twin flame relationship that is not aware.
That's what I mean.
Of, you know, that, you know, the person who you are, who is your twin flame, right, partner, what they are bringing to you, what they are highlighting in you, what they are triggering you with, is just for the purpose of healing you on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And if people take it as a personal attack on themselves, this is what is creating the separation and problem, right? But when you are aware, right, you understand that, you know, how it all works, you look at it as an opportunity to heal on a deeper level and get connected on a deeper level, right? So it's just like I said, it just, it depends on how aware you are, how awakened you are, how open you are,
So sometimes a friend of mine in the Netherlands was telling me about, I don't want to embarrass him, mention their name, but they had found theirs, but the other person wasn't aware of that connection. It was quite sad to sort of read, really. So, but I think just let time work itself out.
100%.
Because it's funny, like, since we got together and we started talking about where we lived, and it's funny like how we've followed each other around this area.
Well, this is bonkers, actually. I'll tell you this, the universe has a bonkers sense of humor, right? Seriously.
So obviously you're from Poland.
Yes.
My mum sent a wedding dress to Poland, but that could be insignificant.
We're making the funny story, you know, just about she sent the wedding dress to Poland in what, 1981 or two. I was born in 1982.
She thinks it was 82, funny enough. Yeah.
Oh, so you see, this is just like, she just fished me.
But you came, anyway, just, we're living in Cheltenham now.
Yes.
But it's just funny, we've lived in the same areas, pretty much, and the only areas in Gloucester,
in Cheltenham.
And you're just sometimes down the road from each other. But that's, you know, you just got to trust the journey. Coincidence, I'm sure someone will say, but yeah, we've done some of the spiritual work we've done since September, but in group environments, working through things, like some of the same stuff was coming up for both of us, basically. So it wasn't just what Karen and Claire was saying. We found that
ourselves.
Yeah, we found it ourselves just through some deep meditation. So that was pretty cool, and like working with just energy and stuff like that. So it's really evolved, and like you said, looking back, I know I'm not going to say it all on camera, but I know my journey, and I know I can see every part. And it was like when we finally said, actually, this is bonkers, whatever. It was suddenly, it was like having this jigsaw where all the pieces were jumbled up and it just went like that. It all came together.
Yeah.
Everything. It just, in a heartbeat, for me, everything makes sense now. Every single thing makes sense. And I just felt, you know, overwhelming gratitude. And it's just, it's growing since then. And
overwhelming gratitude for every single part.
Everything.
That led you to it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Everything. And actually, in terms of, you know, like the last, however long, it's just been stressful as anything. So it just, like you said, it was easy. And I feel that when your relationships are easy, I feel it makes some other stuff easier to deal with. But when a relationship's not a bit out of balance, it makes, it feel like everything around me just start to crumble about, basically.
Well, if you are stable, solid, you know, at core, right?
Yeah.
It's not so easy to be shaken then, because your core, your center is stable, is safe, right? So that's why then the way how you look at whatever is happening on outside is not triggering so much.
Yeah.
Because you're balanced.
Well, I think we came into it free.
Oh, yeah.
We came into it free, independent, and And I've had my insecurities in the past, but it's like, whatever. You know, that was part of that journey. And I've had my insecurities, and I've had insecurities put onto me. I think that's normal, right, in things. But they've been washed. I just feel like they've washed away, really. And we're quite free spirited and independent. We're not constantly.
Well, you know, everything in my world is so like.
So constantly joined up. Yeah. So it's just nice. Just there's that sense of freedom, respectfully.
Oh yeah, 100%. So definitely.
So what? Like how? How does someone go about? I mean, we've talked about what we want to do in the future around twin flame stuff and helping people on that journey, because there seems to be a lot about finding it. But then for some that might be going through, you know, that learning phase. So that's maybe more in the future. But like, how do you find your twin flame? How do you know it?
Well, the thing is, you see, the twin flame is something what is naturally gravitating to you. Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes the more you put the pressure on finding one, is the same energy that is pushing it away. So I would suggest that instead of trying to look for it, you're gonna focus on finding yourself.
Everything starts inside out. Basically.
Yes.
Always
yeah.
comes back to.
But the thing
power
is,
within,
you see,
yeah.
you know, if you are taking care of you, how you feel about yourself, loving yourself, understanding yourself, you know, just healing yourself, da da da. You're basically starting to raising your vibration, right?
Yeah.
So. Love is one of the highest vibrations. So if you're in a state of love with self, with the world, because obviously from inside out, this is the lenses you're creating and using to look, you know, through to the world, that vibration will attract your perfect partner, right? So you don't have to look around and think, is this you? Is it you? You don't have to do it.
Everything happens.
It will
ready.
Happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's going to gravitate naturally to each other.
Does everyone have a twin flame?
I do believe so.
Yeah.
I do believe so.
Yeah.
It does not necessarily mean that you're going to find your twin flame, but not finding twin flame does not mean that you're not going to have a happy relationship.
No, because I've heard where twin flames have actually broke up, actually, and then they've gone on to a happy relationship later on. It was one
exactly.
of the things that, you know, I was really reading it a few years back. And I think my auntie passed away. I think her and her husband were definitely... I mean, I think they got together. She was 15. There was just something always about Maureen and Adrian.
Mm.
So, you can. It just happened when it happened. But like you said, don't.
It would be interesting to look into their numerology. You know.
Well, we'll do that after.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying because my brain is like, I wonder. Yeah. You know, what connection there is or there was. If they are reunited now, aren't they? So,
yeah, 100%. That's a podcast for again for another day.
But this is just another example. You know, just some people are finding each other. You know, straight away, and that was quite interesting because we had this conversation. We said, you know, just in the next lifetime, if there is any, you know, we decided that we want to find each other. You know, just straight away. No, you know, lessons to be learned. Yeah. You know, with anybody else. We just want to find each other. That's it.
I'm going to stay on planet Earth a lot longer, but I think I'm finished here now. Straight up. If you could relate, drop yes in the comments. But not because it's been bad. It's just
no. I think you know this is the thing. You know, when you are going through a lesson, you're learning.
20 years later, I'm still here.
Well, you never know. But when you're going through the painful lesson, and obviously at first it's not painful. It's just you know. Very, very happy, right? Because that's how it all starts. Or most, shall I say. You know, it's harder to look, you know, to the future and think, one day I'm going to appreciate what I'm going through right now. You know, it's just hard to feel that way, you know. But only the moment when everything, just like you said, is falling into a place, you can see it that way, you know. But I think for me, I had that moment when I, like I said, married myself last year. That was the moment when I was like, I get it now. That was all that what happened led me to this moment now where I am appreciating myself for who I am, you know, and I love myself. They helped me to achieve this, you know, for someone who was really insecure for years and years and was looking for approval from everybody else just to exist. If you think about it, you know, in terms of everything, fashion, relationship, whatever I was doing, you know, everything. you get to a point when you think, I'm all right with myself. I'm all right with my own opinion about myself, you know, how I do things, what I do like, what I don't like, you know, how I dress up, all of those things. When you get to that stage, you feel good about yourself and you appreciate every single part of you. You've gone so far. This is just like, you should be proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. And from that point, getting into a relationship that is perfect match for you on the soul level, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. So I felt amazing last year.
So,
and this is just like
one tip is if you're in that single journey and you're watching this and whatever you've been through, accept it. That was part of it. So that's our first tip. Second, if you're at that stage, marry yourself, okay, and wash away guilt.
Be loyal to you, to your values.
Anything.
Yes.
Negative, anything, just wash it away. You said, so you told me you wrote down what you wanted, manifest it.
Yes.
Anne still hasn't shown me what's in there. keep telling me I'm going to write this and blah, blah, blah. You also gave me a good tip, actually, is before we got together.
Just one?
You gave me one or two. And you said something like, because I said, I'm just done with drama. I've had enough of this. And you said, but because you keep saying you don't want drama, that's why it's in your life.
Yeah.
So focus on what you want. Oh, okay. So I started thinking about more about what I wanted. So I was talking to the boys about this on the way home yesterday. I took them back. So said it's important to focus on what you want. If you say the things you don't want, they end up happening. They find their way in. So it is really be quite specific in what you want. I've got to be careful though, because but even with that, it might be that right one comes, or it might be a version of thing. Actually, no, because I think I didn't know what I wanted sometimes, and I a few I met and thought, oh my god, I did not know I really needed this. That connection was for me, as that was the biggest, one of the biggest lessons I got, feeling connected, you know, deeply.
There is a solution to it.
Yeah. And that was where I realized it is the connection level that is so, so important to me, within, you know. Yeah. I got to have the love and I got to have the everything else that comes with it, but I got to feel that connection, you know, the one that obviously, you know, we feel as well. So,
well, I find
they gotta get me.
Well, this is the thing.
Gotta get
you know,
my weird.
People often, you know, when they make a list of, you know, and I did that myself too, you know, of your perfect partner, you quite often write it from the perspective of what sort of job you want them to have, status, look, you know, all that stuff, right? Mm. But in reality, because sometimes you get into this relationship with this person you think is perfect, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And has all of those, you know, you tick off all of the things from the list
back
you had
list
in the
again,
previous.
Right? Yeah.
And you find that actually they are not great to be with. You know, they are not the perfect partner for you. So I, obviously through the spiritual study, etc., I found that the shortcut to find your perfect partner is, first of all, to be open to the universe to deliver perfect match to you and focus on the emotions and feelings you want to feel when you're with this person.
Yeah.
So for me, it was feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling, for me, it was very important to be with someone who is open-minded and is interested in self-development and growth. So we are getting each other, you know, there is this understanding. So for
he's talking about me.
Well, happened to be, right? So, but I was focusing on the emotions I wanted to feel while being in the perfect relationship. So feeling secure, feeling happy, feeling at ease, you know, laughing a lot. It's just, that was my core or top points on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I completely changed it, you know, just previously it was everything like superficial.
Yeah.
Like
what
you look at and you think you like. For me, it was, looked
on
those
things.
Back to
what we said at the beginning, our perception of what we think a relationship, and it could be based on our, you know, what was around us growing up or what we see in even the media as well, right? And just friends and stuff and what we think. But, But yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with the how is it you want to feel?
Yes, the feeling is the most important thing.
How you want to feel and how, and yeah, the rest will surely fold in.
And like you said, you know, just for me as well, you know, it was important to feel connected.
Yeah.
Like connected, respected. Well, or you're
just living with someone.
Yeah,
or you feel like they're, like family, but not. More like a relative.
Mm.
I've had that a little bit in the past, which is sort of, you know, it's nice because you're family, but it just there you go.
There we go.
And give me that look. To say, you better turn the camera.
Oh.
Well, I hope that's helped. I'm sure it has. If you can relate, drop us a comment
or share your personal story of your twin flame journey. But you know, if you found one, whether it worked or it didn't, you know, because
yeah, and where are you now? Because I'm sure even with that if you're not with that person now, I would say you're in a better place anyway. Because the whole purpose is that there is to highlight not just your strengths but your weaknesses and to help you evolve into growth, isn't it?
Mm.
So it's a big part of that. And you're always connected anyway, so happy days.
Happy days.
Happy days. All right. Well, we will see you next time, yeah?
Next time?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Right, we're off to have an argument.
No.
Nah, we haven't argued.
No, we haven't.
No, should we have one? Should we do it on camera?
Da 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 da.
Do it on camera in Tesco's. Like other people. All right, bye-bye.
Never mind.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.